Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Grey Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on GLC.
Thank you.
was right. And go out of this world, think that it is minutes for nine. I thank God, Father, and thank God, it's what it works. Ring number nine of the DLC. See my approach, Marcus. 510-235-1233. Real Sports Group of Rochester, Virginia. New England Informer Magazine with Dory Wade, the CEO of Boston Massachusetts. Michael Syndrome, Manhattan, Soldier in the Raw. Every Saturday at noon and Wednesday night on BTR 718-508-9216. My second home, so he's going to have 14 of the Sports Talk with Calvin Reggie and the boys. Sports Talk crew. That brings up my Opa, UFO, today, Buffalo, New York. Young Gun, Travis Singleton, Kings McGrath, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Brother with Anthony, Anthony Johnson Show. Get your political food. Buzzo with Anthony Johnson. At 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern Time. On Saturday. Can't forget 707-609 with their support. Join the Gold Caravan, the Soul Patrol, Fire Nation, and the Museum. 1450 and on Facebook.com. Okay, yesterday we didn't get into it. All right, so yesterday, first of all, on a very serious note, my governor of my state, New Jersey, continues to deny the real aspect of what is going on in the world today as it pertains to immigrants, and the incident in Paris, France. I want you to hear this. I want you to think about what he said and why he said it. Check this out.
Struck in Paris last week were not Syrian refugees. That is now an established fact. According to French intelligence officials, Belgian intelligence officials, making clear that they were nationals from the EU. So that's a fact. But try to get Chris Christie to accept it. Thankfully, Jake Tapper did. Let's see if he had any luck.
Most of the terrorists here in France appear to be French and Belgian citizens. And I know that one of them got into this country, one of the terrorists got into this country embedding himself with refugees, but most of them did not. Most of them were citizens here in Europe, and I don't hear you or any of your fellow presidential candidates calling for European citizens to be banned from entering the United States.
Jake, how do you know that most of the terrorists are from Europe? How do you know that? I mean, I'd love to know how you figured that one out. The fact is that the people who perpetrated this attack appear to be mostly from Belgium and France. But for you to make the blanket conclusion from that most of the terrorists are folks who are from inside Europe, just doesn't wash with me.
He literally said, okay, so it appears that most of them are from Belgium and France. But to then say that most of them are from Europe, that doesn't wash with you? I don't think long-term or short-term memory washes with you.
But that's why conservatives are against the media, because they give you facts, right? So I say this all the time. Conservatives get mad. But look at it. It's a great example of it, right? So Jake Tapper didn't make that up. There's no liberal media conspiracy where they're like, let's pretend that these guys lived in Belgium and France and were not Syrian refugees. No, they got that information from the French and Belgian authorities, who said, we know who they are. Most of them were born here and raised here. Some of them came a little later, but raised in Belgium and France. Those are facts. If you don't like facts, that's kind of your problem.
He heard the question, and he can't look. Except that they were born there, that they were raised there, you're still allowed to hate them. I'm sure that you will. You can integrate that into your twisted worldview. But to try to deny what most means or what more than half means, I don't understand what he thinks he's... I think that the desire to appear to be a Republican who is against the media, who hates the reporters as much as the Republican primary voters does, is so strong now that you have to disagree with them even on things that are obviously common sense. Like, you say my name is Chris Christie, F you. How dare you say that? Just to appear to be contrarian.
Yeah. No, I think what it is that's a manifestation of what they have been doing on a macro scale for decades now, which is I would like to replace my propaganda, fear-mongering, hate-mongering, with your facts. And if you're in the way of that, well, then I'm going to label you as the enemy, right? And so you're the liberal media, and it's your fault. Hey, all my conservative voters... don't listen to them.
Yeah.
Forget the facts. Let's keep going with our propaganda.
Exactly.
And that's what you just saw there. It was a microcosm of a bigger trend that we've seen unfold for decades now.
This is expecting too much, but when he says, I'd love to know how you figured that out, people ask too many rhetorical questions. Why not actually ask how he figured it out? If you're so curious, you're there, you're talking to him. How did you figure it out? The official said it was true. Oh, that's how the conversation should go between two thinking human beings.
You know what he should have if he lived in the real world? It's like, oh, my bad, I didn't know that. I wish someone of my advisors had told me that. Oh, my bad, okay. But okay, I get it. In this case, I'm wrong. But, you know, hey, listen, yeah. I still have a problem with Muslim radicals and yada, yada, and I don't like refugees overall. I don't even like immigrants overall. You can say all that.
You can still say that.
Right, but a politician would never say that, let alone a Republican.
Unfortunately
politician.
Not.
And that is the problem with the situation. Americans, right wing, have a problem with people of color. It's another example of this. People of color being oppressed by right wing. Now, look, Chris Christie, they're like the refugees. Not because they are, could be extremists, but because of the color of their skin, they're brown people. We want more brown people in the United States. Let's be real about this. That's what this is about. Let's move on to thinking freedom now. Policing mass incarceration and racial justice. The new Jim Crow has walked into the province and at the moment an African American family occupies the White House. We thought it would be a great time. African Americans believe in this president. What has he done? Because what's happened in Washington, D.C., Prince Obama has no chance to do anything because they block everything he does. The culture wars have returned. And about race. We have seen the culture attacks by brothers, extremists, hijacking the debate on immigration. These wars mobilize support for radicalized domestic policies toward people of color. Inside, outside the United States. Median number of deportations increased with children in America and mother butter outside America because that's the way the law is. We need school closings African and Latino neighborhoods. Criminalization of youth and children of color and immigrants. The school to prison pipeline is stronger than ever. Racial profile is stronger than ever. Intensify and develop the muscle community out of the communities forever. Meanwhile, police officers all over the country have a free hand, a free will to anything they want to. Brutalizing, shooting, and killing unarmed black, Latino, Native American men, women, and children. Who's accountable for this? Who's responsible for this? Over the past year, the Honorable Voices of Black Lives Matter raised against the state of oppressive brutality in the streets of Ferguson, Baltimore, Oakland, and the campuses of University of Missouri, Claremont McKenna College, Smith College, Yale University. Throughout the nation, at all levels, we see an overwhelming return to politics of disruption. The Occupy movement is called for economic violence, which means economic boycott. We must stop this nonsense. Detention, deportation, Border Patrol killings, and Border Patrol rapes. This movement rose up after the election of Barack Hussein Obama. Yes, it was a great moment. We have work to do, folks. The voices have become vocal. Violence done by the state has given us the ability to rise up. Some of us previously in from us are now visible. The racial injustice now can be seen upfront and personal. You have a choice. Next year is 2016 election. Make your voice heard. Make your voice known. It's time, ladies and gentlemen, to do the right thing. I know this is a sports show, and we will do that, but it's time. Stop playing games. The American public knows it. We know it. And now you know it. Yeah, no excuse. Now we'll get back to sports after this message.
Hey, no, hey, I'm I'm taking the Panthers and the Broncos. I'm staying away from our division because it's garbage. I got to run. I love you, Eli.
Dale, it's me. I think I'm breaking up with the Eastern Dynasty. It might be over for these teams. They say that cream's supposed to rise, girl, but our division's curdling. DeMarco, can you hear me? I'm in Philadelphia dreaming about the stud you used to be when you were blocked for running free. Have you forgotten how it felt not to play for Chip Kelly? There's such a difference between egos and the decent life.
Other news, there will be Bucks quarterback David Winston friends at CNN for releasing the transcript of the Florida State University alleged rape case. CNN claims it's public domain. Winston said, it's over. Colin Kaepernick will have ending season surgery on a non-throwing arm. And this is a backdoor way of getting Colin Kaepernick, getting an eyeball. And he's going to be back in the Green Bay game 3 weeks ago. And this occurred. North Dakota State Bison routed the Missouri State Bears 55-0. The Sierra Missouri Valley Football Conference with the Illinois State Redbirds would defeat South Dakota 46-0. Both will be heading to the Division II playoffs in 2 weeks. HBCU News, Division II playoff update. Tuskegee of the SIAC defeated third seeded Chattanooga 35-16 in the Super 2 Regional. The six-seeded Golden Tigers will travel to Florence, Alabama next Saturday to meet Northern Alabama, who beat up Newberry 53-7. Unfortunately, it was not a good day for CIAA. At 7th seed, Virginia Union fell number 2 seed, Liberty Rock, 40-21. And 6th seed, Bowie State, what do you mean by Assumption, 51-29. Both games were in Super Regional, one regional. In the MEAC, our A&M Riders self-imposed sanctions were going to immediate effect. FAMU had to pay a fine. It will be a 3-year ban. The NCAA might add another year to that. We will see. The North Carolina Central Eagles upset the North Carolina A&T Aggies 21-16, throwing the MEAC championship into a complete chaos. Central A&T and Bethune Cookman are all tied at 7-1 in the division. Most likely, the Aggies will go on to the bowl game, Celebration Bowl at Atlanta, Georgia, on December 19th. Swank, the Panthers of Prairie View A&M, we root for Southern Jaguars this week as they defeated Jackson State 56-14 yesterday afternoon. The Jags played the Western Division leading Tigers of Grambling next week in the Bayou Classic in New Orleans at 2 o'clock Pacific Time on NBC. Alcorn State played Jackson State this week for the Eastern title. The NBA tonight, the Warriors get a chance to beat the NBA, the tying NBA record for most wins in the beginning over the Denver Nuggets. They will get a chance to break the record against the Los Angeles Lakers on a Tuesday night. The Warriors are on fire, and nobody gets stopped. It's small lineup with Curry and Boga at center. Friday Night News, the Golden State Warriors keep the ball rolling with their 14th victory. They beat the Bulls 106-94 with defense. This team will be tough to beat because they have a tall team, a big team, a small team. They can run or they can slow you down. I need a better team that can do all these things. And they can plug in the players left and right. This is the mystery of the Golden State Warriors. The Clippers are afraid. Can't get the break. And the Portland Trailblazers towards the Clippers 102-91. Clippers scored 27 in Blazer victory. The Boston Celtics beat the Brooklyn Nets to take the Eastern Division lead 120-95 with Thomas in the offense. Hey, the New York Knicks, they win the game. They beat the OKC Thunder 93-90. And almost blowing a 12-point lead. This team is not your original blue and guards defensive team in the past. It will come to hurt them in March and April. My father, like son, J.B. Bickerstaff, will be coaching the NBA team. That's Father Bernie Bickerstaff did years ago. JB took over the Houston Rockets, struggling. Kevin McHale. All you Bay fans, Alvarez versus Cotto. Well, last night, I don't know what that fight, but it was, I think Cotto was, horrible. We'll see what happens tonight. And for all you soccer fans, El Clasico, Real Madrid against Barcelona. Somebody need to call, give a call, tell what happened in soccer. I can't tell you. And hockey, Jeff Carter scored 2 goals, but the other game lose to this. Detroit Red Wings 3-2. Carey Price in net for the Habs as Montreal beat the New York Islanders 5-2. Price said it was like spring and over again getting a net. And the Canadiens might be blow this Atlantic Division away because Corey Price is resting now. It could be a one-team race in the Atlantic Division. In Chicago, Patrick ain't on fire, but the Hawks lose to the Calgary Flames in overtime on Giroux's goal. Blaze went 2-1 over the Chicago Blackhawks. We'll take a break. There is a blackout rule in the DLC. We will not talk about scores of NFL games. As the first half of the games are beginning to wind down, it will not be on the DLC. All right, listening to Mr. Goodell. I'd like to welcome IDEA to the Cove Institute for Diversity in the Arts. Stanford Palo Alto, thank you for Friday's great meeting. On Thursday, great meeting all day. On race in America, post-Obama. You know, say the name, say the bad guy, you know what I'm talking about. In 2 weeks, the Kansas City Chiefs will be in Oakland, Alameda County Coliseum. There will be a protest at the fire station at the Coliseum. Do not use FedEx. Simply come here to remove the name from Bass Field in Ann Arbor, Maryland. On Friday, November 27th, that next week, we need to message to America. Do not go to Walmart, Best Buy, Sears, Macy's, whatever. It's Blackout Friday. Do not spend a single dime. Because if you don't do this, the industry will take over Thursday, Thanksgiving. Stop the nonsense. Enjoy the holiday with your family and children. Next week, the COVID will be on vacation. Happy thank you to all you and your family and friends. Drive safe, no drinking and driving. News of the week. The Winston-Salem Rams win the NCAA championship as they beat Boise State last Saturday. I know the professor's happy. Rams win 17-14 last week. For all you MMA, Ali Holm beat Ronda Rousey with a dropkick to her face. And Rousey told the audience days earlier what Holmes would do to beat her. And exactly what she did. In baseball, Houston Astros rookie closed his career as AL Rookie of the Year by the Chicago Cubs. Rookie of the Year is Chris Bryant. It could be the end of paying money if he didn't play today. He was torn big tear, fancy at the right foot. He threw 4 interceptions last week and then 7 down in the second half of the game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Rams also benched Nick Foles and they lose 3 in a row and they might be losing again today. New Orleans Saints, the defensive coordinator was fired by Bob Ryan. As a rare as the Saints defense, you have many points. Against the Washington Football Club last week. And you know what is the last place of the AFC Elite Division? $1 million if you want to be the DJ in the NFL after the Bengals lost on Monday night and they didn't win that game. You didn't outplay them defensively and they won the game in the jungle of the Queen City. Now here's the irony. Austin Smith gets suspended for a year. A year. Well, Johnny Football Man's out gets rewarded and will play today. This shows the hypocrisy of the NFL. Not for long. And number two jersey is the number two seller in the NFL. And the guy hasn't started. On Tuesday, the NCAA is in full swing. Everybody's playing. It gets earlier each year. And Mike's looking for 4-0 already. On Tuesday, Chicago Cup manager Joe Madden, named National League Manager of the Year, with a young team and a young business staff, they should be back again this year. So you Cup fans, don't worry, they'll be back. Jeff Passer of the Rangers is the American League Manager of the Year. With the remnants of a Ron Washington team, rebuilt. On Wednesday, the Houston Rockets did not wait long as they fired Kevin McHale. After 12 games, this tells me that sports world, you have to do it now or get it done now or get out. And Kevin McHale, it wasn't Kevin McHale's fault. It was a team that wasn't producing for him. The Rockets are dysfunctional. The Philadelphia Eagles are dysfunctional. Same thing. Meanwhile, in Detroit, the Tiger bullpen just got a shot of good luck as they acquire Francisco Rodriguez and put them in the Central Division race next year. We already talked about the Austin Smith decision. And Goodell gotta be real about this. You ain't got one room with one person, not even room with somebody else. That doesn't work. And the Chicago Cubs are taking all the award. And Jake Arrieta wins the National League Cy Young Award. And the Houston Astros also take most of the awards. But Dallas Kershaw wins the Cy Young Award for the American League. Philadelphia, you must love sports in Philadelphia. And the Sixers are making NBA history. The wrong guy, folks. They're over 12. Two straight years, starting over 12. How do you do that? You get ready to be an Eagle fan. You get ready to be an Eagle fan. A Flyer fan, a Sixers fan, and a Philly fan. The Phillies were last place. Sixers were last place. The Flyers are struggling. I don't know what the Eagles are doing. Tiger Woods become vice captain of the Ryder Cup on Wednesday afternoon. On Thursday, the Warriors win the 13th the hard way, getting down by 23 points. Like I said before, this team is a anomaly. Man, he go for 300. Anybody, anything that's losing by 20 plus or more, usually lose the game. The league is 3 for 178. The Warriors are 3 up and 3 down. That's 50% in the last 2 years. Nobody does that. Curry gets a double-double. 40 points beat the LA Clippers. And the Clippers, I say it again, have no heart. They're a bunch of whiners. And they, you play the game. Don't whine. Play the game. The Toronto Blue Jays, John Dawson was the AL MVP. My press offer of the Washington Nationals win the NL MVP. And all the awards as of Thursday, not one single minority has won an award in baseball. For all you fantasy freaks, Sam Bradford will not be starting for the Eagles today, and Martin Sanchez will. Good luck with that. We'll take a break. Come back with the other sports news.
Tune into One Love Radio on Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your hosts Rhonda Harper and Imani Wilmot on blogtalkradio.com.
Hi, this is L.A. Bachelor.
And Tony T. Mac McClain.
Inviting you to join us on The Bachelor Pad.
Where we talk about sports and politics from a racial, economical, and social point of view.
And some other surprises.
It's The Bachelor Pad.
Every Monday through Thursday, beginning at 6 p.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com and thebachelorpad.com.
Check out In Our Opinion. Southern Eagle and Steel City Storm each Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, dude, stop with the lectures, stop with the threats. Be a human being, let the guy go up there and say goodbye, for God's sake.
Rick Pocket is another one. He pounded me probably about 4 or 5 times in my career. I never want to fight Cam Neely, never want to fight.
And I knew with the power that I possessed, well, I could tear a man's ear off. Again, only in theory because never done it yet.
How do you punish an Amish kid? Make him watch TV for 2 hours?
Sports talk, sports talk, sports talk. The way it was meant to be.
Welcome to the Gray Leopard Code with Gary Norris Gray. Gary will be coming to you each Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, talking sports live on the GLC.
Fighting Irish Notre Dame, 90. Oklahoma, University 30, TCU 29. So in the top 10, less than Alabama, Ohio State will drop after the loss. Notre Dame will move up. Iowa will move up. Oklahoma State will drop. Oklahoma will move up. Number 7. Florida will be the same. Michigan State will probably make the biggest jump. Number 9. The Baylor Bears at 11 will move up. And Stanford. So the top 4 will probably be Clemson, Alabama, Notre Dame, and maybe Iowa. In the Black College Bowls, the Aggies are number 1, lost to the Central Eagles. So probably Grambling will be number 1 next week. Prairie View will remain number 3. Paducah will jump up to number 2. Alcorn State, number 5. Central will move up, number 6. Central will move up. And Tuskegee will make the biggest jump from 8 to either 4 or 5. Alcorn State, number 9. And Bowie State, and number 10. And it's number 1, double A schools. Jacksonville, 1, Manila State, 2, North Dakota State, number 3, Coastal Carolina, 4, South Dakota State, 5, Illinois State, 6, William & Mary, number 7, as the NBC ruled is over 3 teams. Georgia Southern and Chattanooga. And I had Jay Madison, who won their playoff game this week. Yeah. In the MEAC, we already knew that the Aggie lost to Central. Grambling this week will play Southern next week. And that could be the number 1 team in the Black College Bowl if they win against Southern. The Badgers are going to Jackson for the Western Division title. Alcorn State, the Alabama State for the East title. And the NBC, North Dakota State versus the Bears of Missouri State. And the Redbirds beat South Dakota. And that's it for the college scoreboard. We'll move on to the NBA. We'll be right back. high scores. Sacramento beat Orlando 97-91. New York Knicks beat the Houston Rockets 107-102. The Pacers beat the Milwaukee Bucks 123-86. The Cleveland Cavaliers 109-97 over the Atlanta Hawks. The Boston Wizards beat the Detroit Pistons 97-95. Miami beat the Atlas Sixers 96-91. Rounding out the schedule, the San Jose Spurs beat the Memphis Grizzlies 92-82.
Congratulations to Lewis Hamilton and Nico Rosberg for the Mercedes
champions, but we're ready to go. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Go to blackaddy.com. Realties, Virginia Realties Sports Group. And the Justin Show of Philadelphia. Sports Drive with Calvin Reggie, WCF 1450. Michael Ingram and Stone Trailer Raw out of Philadelphia. The Master Band, our biggest rock in the country. Pat Brewer and the Mighty Oba. I'm doing a UFO daily, Bobo New York. A Young Gun, Travis Hilton, with Keith LeGrade, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. We gotta remember, God Father Roy Rogers, MSNC, in New York City, New York. Dory Way, New England, and more magazine. And of course, we can't forget GMI Rose Bucket in Elsinore, California. That's our show for today. A short version of the regular call on Saturday. We might come back this Saturday, depending on what happens in the news. If not, I know I will see you on December the 5th. 2015 at 1 Pacific time. Hope you have a happy Thanksgiving. A very good night. To all of you, enjoy the show. I'll see you next week.
Now we got the spirit that can never give in, with a heart that runs stronger than 10 average men. It's something within, I was born to win. You can't hold me down, I'm a black champion. We had to fight for equal rights, on and off the court. At the turn of the century, dominating sports for the love of the game. Endured the pain and forced through segregation, had to make a change. Jack Thompson, first black man to get a deal in the major league, knocking home runs out the field. Let the whole lead in RBIs and steals. Jack Johnson versus
thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete. The thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.
Charlie Stafford, the first black man to win the PGA. Made it possible for Tiger Woods to play today. Althea Gibson, first black woman to win the Wimbledon. Arthur Ashe, with his sisters, we love them through all of their trials and tribulations. Bad times we faced it and overcame the situation. The Owens won four gold medals in the 36 Olympics, breaking records in three different events. And all the black women began to dominate. In track and field, they were great in 1948. And a team full of black women won six medals and represented in the 52 Olympics, thanks to William Rudolph and Elise Coachman. Black women athletes, track postmen, Flo Jones and Jackie Joyner. What's terrific in track and field, the best black women that ever
life did. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat. Life through the eyes of a black athlete, the thrill of victory, the agony of defeat.